From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish authorities say they are close to identifying the gunman being sought in connection with the New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters Monday, militants are trying to tell Turkey that they will be a problem in the new year. He said authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman. He said eight people have been detained in connection with the assault that left 39 people dead. Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility.
Il est en effet très important.
French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes during his two terms as president. He also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country heads as a new administration prepares to take over. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russia hacking during the recent election. Spicer said Trump will talk about where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information on the matter. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said Monday that the mayor of Chicago, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, ought to seek federal law enforcement help if he can't control the soaring murder rate in his city. More than 750 people were murdered in Chicago in 2016. The violence is believed to be the result of gang wars and drug disputes, mainly in the city's minority neighborhoods. Somali officials say at least seven people were killed and 17 wounded in two suicide car bombings near Mogadishu International Airport on Monday. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. Both explosions took place near Bandida Gate, one of the main entrances to the airport. Syrian monitors say an airstrike near the Turkish border killed at least three extremist leaders late Sunday, including a commander of a militant faction made up of ethnic Uyghurs from western China. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said eight people were killed in the attack in northern Idlib province on a road leading from the town of Sarmata toward the border. It was not immediately clear who launched the attack, but an observatory report said it was most likely carried out by the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State extremists in the region. Earlier Monday, Turkey's military said its warplanes killed at least 22 militants near its border with northern Syria and said Russian aircraft destroyed IS targets near the extremist-controlled northern town of Al-Bab. Spanish and Moroccan officials say at least 800 sub-Saharan African migrants stormed a border fence Sunday between Morocco and Ceuta, an autonomous Spanish city on the northern coast of Africa. Five Spanish and 50 Moroccan police were injured, 10 seriously. The migrants tried to break through the fence using rocks and metal bars. A manhunt is underway in Bahrain for 10 escaped inmates. The 10 had been convicted of terrorism. They escaped when gunmen stormed a prison. Bahrain's Interior Ministry said on Twitter that five members of a terrorist group armed with automatic rifles and pistols attacked Jaw Prison, located south of the capital Manama, on Sunday. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. One police officer was killed and another wounded. At least 60 people are dead following a prison riot at Brazil's northwestern Amazonas state. Authorities say the death toll could climb. Officials say the trouble started Sunday at the Anicio Jobim Penitentiary Center in Manaus. The uprising was brought under control on Monday. Local news reports say several headless bodies were thrown over the prison wall as the rioting ensued. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.